ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In rugby league, it only got worse for South Sydney last night, losing the game to Penrith and more players to injury.
Patricia, it looked for a while like the Voltairean killing of an admiral to encourage the others had worked. This after, of course, the sacking of coach Jason Demetrio midweek. Because the Rabbitohs led 12-0 thereafter. To be more candid than candid, it all fell apart. The final score, 42-12. The Panthers scoring 7 tries, some of them so embarrassingly easy that there were murmurs the South players had simply given up. Probably not entirely true. They were hit with debilitating injuries to yet another halfback, this time Dean Hawkins, and fullback Jai Gray. And that necessitated the hooker Damien Cook moving to the old number one position. He was so easily outmanoeuvred there, even by Penrith rookie halfback Brad Schneider. And watching all this on his telly in Brisbane, the apparent incoming coach, Wayne Bennett, would be probably thinking he's going to be earning every cent of the reported zillion-dollar offer Souths are about to make to him to return to the club. It's, you know, you thought they would have bottomed out midweek, but it's not the case. And for a proud club, one of the original clubs, this must be a terrible, terrible time. Now, tonight, Manly Warringah plays Canberra. It's a good match, that one. And Brisbane against East. So, yeah, both good games on the telly tonight in the NRL, Patricia.
Yeah, it seems very much so. Okay, in football, after the most watched season ever, the A-League women's competition ends with tomorrow's grand final.
Yeah, Patricia, in the afterglow of the Matildas World Cup efforts, attendance records for the AELW were broken for the first round last year, and they've continued right up until tomorrow's game at the grounds. And I guess I don't know if you call it attendances or not, but lots of people watching the games on the television too, which will come in handy when the next television rights are negotiated. Tomorrow, Melbourne City hosts Sydney FC. Both sides looking for another record. That's 5 wins in this competition. The Sky Blues are the defending champions after winning last year's grand final 4-0. This season, they finished second to Melbourne City at the end of the home and away season. So it's the two best teams against each other, just how you'd like a grand final to be, and there'll be 7 players from the team of the season that was picked last night or announced last night, and that includes a few Matildas, one of those Courtney Vine. She'll be featuring as she always does, so you'd have to think it's going to be one cracker of a game, Patricia.
One cracker of a game. Okay, let's end with swimming. The World Anti-Doping Authority, again under fire, accused of failing all athletes.
Yeah, this is quite an accusation, Patricia, because few are prepared to suspend their disbelief on this one after WADA cleared 23 Chinese swimmers. The Chinese authorities claim, and WADA accepted it, they were inadvertently exposed to the banned substance TMZ. Sport Integrity Australia CEO David Sharp, he's written to WADA expressing his disquiet at this finding. That's despite his boss, the Minister for Sport, Annika Wells, sitting on the WADA board. You've got to be careful when you criticise your boss, I think. Now, the US Anti-Doping Agency, whose CEO Travis Trygaard expressed his incredulity on this radio station a fortnight ago, it's up that disbelief, claiming in a letter to WADA, the facts and intelligence also support a finding of coordinated intentional doping such that WADA should have investigated into the source of those positive tests. The letter continues, but it did not, failing all clean athletes. And this geopolitical inconsistency has now flowed through to the AFL because a former Essendon player has commissioned an investigation into his finding of guilt and suspension despite not having a positive test. And the investigation claims to have found a number of flaws in the process that led to 34 Essendon players being suspended. And one of the recommendations of the investigation is that the AFL write its own letter to WADA expressing its disquiet.
In the AFL, the Collingwood-Carlton rivalry began in 1892 and it will continue with a bang at the MCG tonight, giving me a lot of anxiety.
Patricia, the Collingwood Football Club was formed a long time ago, as you said, 1892, and its first game in the VFA, as it was then, was against Carlton, which had already been round, it must be said, for a few decades before that. Since then, though, inter alia, the Jock McHale era, when the Pies won everything, the George Harris sledge, when they didn't, and of course, 6 grand finals, and I should point out Carlton won 5 of those, this very Melbourne suburban rivalry has become part of Australian rules folklore, such that 93,000 plus, possibly a record, are expected at the G tonight. Now, for those who haven't been listening for the past 8 months, the Magpies are the premiers, while plenty reckon the Blues under the Cook Vos Duumvirate are a chance for the 2024 flag. Now, Carlton is 6th and coming off a loss. Collingwood is 10th and coming off a draw. So both sides could do with a restorative win. So that's yet another thing to tantalise or to make some people anxious. Last night, a more recent rivalry continued. Adelaide beating Port Adelaide in. Add a lot of reverb here, please. The showdown. Port couldn't kick straight to save themselves. 2 goals, 14 in the last three quarters, allowing the Crows and most of Adelaide's establishment to crow about their third showdown win in a row. 12-6-78 to 5-18-48, Patricia.
In netball, inclusion round in the Super Netball competition includes an enticing clash on Sunday. First-placed Fever against the fourth-placed Swifts.
Yeah, look, the competition is starting to sort itself out, Patricia. It's only after three rounds, but the West Coast are surprising everyone. They're unbeaten and on top of the ladder. That's despite the loss of a host of players, some to other clubs, some to the AFLW. That was all going on during the off-season when the Sunshine Coast, everyone's pre-season favourite, because of their off-season acquisitions, that included the Fever's Courtney Bruce. Now, Dan Ryan's Kennelly coach, West Australians, have the opportunity to confirm their top of the ladder status against the fourth-place Swifts on Sunday, and it's got to be the match of the round. And the Lightning, well, they've got a chance. They need some points and they might get them against the Mavericks, who are quickly accepting the epithet of the poor old Mavericks. They rushed into the competition to replace Collingwood. They then racked up injuries before it even started. And it's got to the stage that just winning one game is looming as a first season bonus, Patricia.
And in cricket, confirmation that match fixing is still part of the game ahead of the T20 World Cup.
Patricia, just like the drug cheats we talked about earlier this morning, these cricket cheats still don't get the message. The latest is the West Indian, Devon Thomas. Now, he didn't play a lot of games for the West Indies, but he did play one test, and that was against Australia. He's been banned for 5 years, and at 34, effectively, that's the end of his career. This is after he admitted to 7 offences, including trying to rig a T20 game in Sri Lanka. Some of these domestic competitions are a bit dodgy, to say the least. Now, here in Australia, nothing dodgy at all about Mitch Marsh these days. No longer much maligned, but much marvelled at. The Australian captain for the T20 World Cup was out and about yesterday, reassuring folk his hamstring would be okay for the World Cup. But he wasn't going to talk about the absence of the former captain, his former captain, in fact, Steve Smith, from the squad. When asked the question about that omission, he said it was not his job to do commentary, Patricia. Wouldn't we all like that?
not his job. It's never the job when it's hard. Warwick, it's the last time we'll hear from you for a while.
For a little while, we're off to one of your favourite places in the world, Patricia, Greece.
Oh, second only to Australia. Where are you going? Which bit?
Epirus, up in the north of Greece. We're going to climb the fabled Veretto Steps. Until 1970, it was the only access to the highest village in the Pindus Ranges. And the women used to walk up and down 1,200 steps every morning carrying urns full of water, and my wife thought she would like to do that, so we're going to go back and have a crack of it. And, of course, there's also the other great attraction of Greece, the food, and from where your part, from the Peloponnese, of course, the wonderful white wines, particularly the Moscophilero. So plenty of reasons to go to Greece.
There are so many reasons to go to Greece. Thank you for making us all jealous. We will miss you. And, yes, I'm a southerner both in Australia and in Greece, so appreciate your time. Have a terrific holiday.
Efcharisto.
Efcharisto. It's actually Greek Easter this weekend, so for all the Greeks listening, I hope you have fantastic Easter as well.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.